Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And sometimes in this community, we bring you the events that are really a highlight of this community. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius, and today we're going to be focusing on the musical Into the Woods, which is going to be performed at the Entz Center for the Arts for five performances only the weekend of March 21st through the 24th. So exciting. And this is such a thrill, especially for fans of the artist Stephen Sondheim, because his music is and lyrics are just something really impressive. So we're going to start by talking to the musical director who's joining us on the KRDO Newsline, Jay Cheng Tablada. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And first of all, Jay, let me just say what an honor it is to host you here on KRDO News Radio's The Extra. So first of all, let's start about what you think is so exciting about this particular musical.
You know, I think that with the incredible loss of such a hero and such an innovator and such a sort of game changer that Stephen Sondheim was, it's so kind of TheatreWorks to host this experience where we can honor Stephen Sondheim's memory and also sort of celebrate the collaborative gifts of this city and community. I think what's so exciting about this production in particular is that all of us are connected in very unique ways. It's like an intersectional cast in a way. We're utilizing the incredible gifts and mastery of the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs. We're so grateful for Jacob Pope and his willingness to collaborate with us and to bring his incredible orchestra with him. We're also collaborating with some students from the Colorado Springs Conservatory. Nathan Halverson is the leader there, and it's so exciting to see these young artists join in with all of these other professionals in town. And then, of course, TheatreWorks is the one who's hosting this whole gathering of incredible creatives. And so I think, you know, Stephen Sondheim wrote this incredible musical about intersections and about relationships and about if-then situations and sort of what ifs and what could have been. And I think how remarkable for us to be intersecting all of these amazing local artists from the orchestra, from the conservatory, from TheatreWorks to bring this dynamic story to life.
Because this is a staging of the music, not necessarily the entirety of the musical, correct?
You know, we're doing every word from the script. We're singing every word and every note from the score. So yeah, it's a staged concert, but I would say this is like a staged concert plus. Uh-huh. Because Phoebe Boynton, the costume designer for this show, has pulled out every gorgeous stop on her organ of wardrobe amazement.
Okay.
And is it's like a visual feast. It's crazy. Caitlin Lowens has created very dynamic staging to tell the story. And yes, my favorite part obviously is the music. We have 16 orchestra members from the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs. So the largest, let's see, I've been music directing and conducting in Colorado Springs for the last 8 theater seasons, so since the 2015 season when I moved here. And this is the largest orchestra that I have collaborated with for a musical. So in a sense, I would say that's also the big ta-da of this. So absolutely, the music is sort of the visual and sonic centerpiece, but there's so many more surprises along the way.
What a treat it sounds like. So this is, as you said, an iconic piece of musical theater history. And when did you first encounter this musical? And maybe for those who are new to musical theater or maybe unacquainted with it, can you kind of describe a synopsis of what the plot is?
Absolutely. You know, it's based on the Grimm's fairy tales. So we know these fairy tale characters really well just from our childhood and also from all of the different settings of these stories. So we have this, we have some key characters that we meet. We have Cinderella and her prince. We have Rapunzel, you know, the one with the long hair and her prince. We have a baker and his wife We have Jack, a la Jack and the Beanstalk, and Jack's mother. We have Little Red Riding Hood and her granny, and also the wolf. And there's a couple of other sort of bonus characters that you're going to get to meet on this interview. The witch is a very key character in this story, as well as the narrator slash mysterious man. And so this idea of all of these fairy tales that we've all grown to maybe love, but we definitely know the context and the details and the storyline. In Act One, we sort of see them presented in the way that we always have, but with some really interesting sort of overlay or sort of, like I said, intersections. And then in Act Two, we sort of see what would happen in those if-then questions, those consequences or outcomes of what if Cinderella chose a different path? What if Rapunzel chose a different path? What if Jack and Jack's mom had a different outcome of their experience? What if the witch had a different experience? And so we get to see this sort of humanity and the unraveling of these fairy tales in a way that is incredibly human and incredibly honest, and I would say thought-provoking and also incredibly sort of empowering and life-giving to be like, oh, I can find myself in these stories that maybe I've never been able to differentiate sort of the fairy tale from the humanity. Now I get to see myself in the story and experience it as an audience goer.
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim, as much as we all enjoy him, he definitely packed those layers in to his,
Oh my.
So that really it makes you think.
It absolutely does. And I think for me as a musician, it's also incredibly complicated and challenging. It's almost like Stephen Sondheim put all of these incredible, not just musical ideas, like a music theory sort of geek can have a great time at this show. It's almost like he's playing with the Baroque era sort of Bach fugue counterpoint energy that he's bringing to this. There's like a little bit of 1600s information, I feel like. But he's doing that in a way to sort of layer the story so that we're experiencing this almost cacophony of Cinderella's thoughts, the baker's wife's thoughts, the witch's thoughts, all of these people all at the same time. And it's incredibly dynamic. It's very exciting. So as far as why this musical matters, the reality is that American musical theater, what we call the golden age of theater, was all about sort of transporting people out of what was hard about American life. And we know things were hard in the 1940s. And so these super polished, sparkly, shimmering, perfect, idealistic experiences, love stories that just never went wrong, all those sorts of things. Stephen Sondheim came along and said, what if we could layer sort of the grit of real American experience and real relational challenges and the actual ups and downs of living as a human on the earth? And what if we put that on stage? And what if we put light on that? And what if we wrote beautiful music about that? And so, interestingly enough, I'm from San Diego, where this musical was built. I was much too young when it was built to be aware of it. And so my first experience of it was that, the movie version that came out with Bernadette Peters, it's an iconic film, right? And I remember just being so mesmerized, as a musician, even when I was a kid watching this is counterpoint in real life. And so any of you music people, you music theory nerds like me out there, you will love the incredible interaction of not only the orchestra in counterpoint, but also the artists on stage that are singing. The actors are telling these stories in an overlapping way that is incredibly creative and new. And so we move from the golden age where everything's shiny and sparkly, and we get to experience, interestingly enough, fairy tales, which are pretty shiny and sparkly, but the brilliance of the concept is fairy tales with what if some different changes,
Turning them
what if some
inside
different
out.
choices were made?
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Jay, you've really, I think, upped the energy and interest in this. And if people would like to find out more, they can go to the website entcenterforthearts.org and purchase those tickets or call the box office at 719-255-8181. Again, the show runs just 5 performances, March 21st through the 24th. We need to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking to one of those cast members. Stick around. The Extra is next. We're back as The Extra continues to shed light on upcoming performances right around the corner for Into the Woods, the music. And we have on the KRDO Newsline, Cherish Martin, who is one of the performers who's going to be taking the stage for this limited run of the Stephen Sondheim Classic. So first of all, Cherish, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
So tell us the role you're playing and what, I guess, what we should know about the person that you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am playing the witch in Into the Woods. And the witch is kind of the behind-the-scenes person who orchestrates a lot of what's happening through everybody's different stories. She's kind of the purpose as to why the story starts to be told. The witch has a daughter whose name is Rapunzel, and the witch, just like every other character in the story, is trying to get that main goal, trying to get her own fantasy and fairy tale to come true. So she's a very fun character, lots of energy, lots of power songs that, and power ballads that the audience is going to enjoy. She's very funny, and we have a couple of really cool tricks that we're going to be spreading out throughout the show to create more magic in our concert version of Into the Woods.
Do you think that this character, I mean, first of all, the recent movie make of this musical, it had Meryl Streep starring as this character.
Yeah.
Do you think that this was Sondheim's attempt to make, you know, because we think of a witch, a good witch, bad witch, very, you know, one-dimensional. Do you think this was the attempt to flesh out what could have made someone this kind of character?
Absolutely. I think Stephen Sondheim's goal was to create lots of layers within the witch and the witch's character. And I also believe Stephen Sondheim, when this production originally came to film, the artist was Bernadette Peters, who played the witch. And Bernadette Peters was Stephen Sondheim's muse. So I do believe he created lots of very special roles, and especially when it came to music, because she has such an incredible instrument with her voice. He created lots of unique different notes and songs and character choices for her. So I think that was kind of his goal, to give her that big dynamic range for her to play with a lot. And I think that's why this character is so great. You can kind of see her behind her reasoning and why she makes some of the decisions that she makes. And you tend to empathize with this witch the more the story goes on. And then, of course, she has her scary moments in which you pull back and go, oh, okay, hold on, wait a minute. Now we get that classic witch story. So I love the range he has given this character.
Would you say that the witch is a plum role for not just this particular performance of Into the Woods, but also for really the full gamut of musical performances of women, you know, that women can portray out there?
I think so. It's super meaty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people want to know why the witch is the way that she is, what caused her to get into this portion of the fairy tale. And I think if you're really good at what you're doing, you can get the audience to kind of empathize and go on that role with you and saying, oh, I've definitely had these feelings. Or, I've definitely wanted
I could
to
be the witch.
Somebody.
I could slide into witchdom.
I'm on my nerves, and now I would like to go ahead and punish them. So it makes it very relatable. And so that's why I like this role so much. It gives you lots of opportunity to try different things.
I love it. Well, Cherish, we need to take a break here. And for our listeners, thank you so much for tagging along on this conversation. We're talking about Into the Woods in Concert, and it's going to be performed at the End Center for the Arts March 21st through the 24th, just 5 performances. So a limited run. You need to get your tickets if you're interested. And you can go to entcenterforthearts.org to find out more, or give the box office a call at 719-255-8181. When we come back, more with Cherish Martin, who is playing the role of the witch in Into the Woods. We're back with Cherish Martin, our guest for today, one of our two guests who's telling us about the Into the Woods experience that is going to be taking to the stage at the Ent Center for the Arts via TheaterWorks. So, Cherish, give us a little bit about your background before you took on this role of the witch. I mean, are you a longtime member of TheaterWorks, or how did you get involved?
Yes, now, we have terms that we use in the theater world, so we call ourselves darlings of certain theater, and what that normally means is we've had lots and lots of opportunities to work with specific theaters. So I've had a good amount of opportunities to work with TheaterWorks before. I was recently in their production of Steel Magnolias, where I played Truvy.
Another meaty role. Another meaty role there.
Yeah. I grew up here. I'm a military brat. I came here a little after elementary school, and so I'm a Sierra High School graduate, and I went to college for musical theater, and then I decided to come back home because we have such an amazing arts community here, and I have been working with several different theater companies in town, regional theater companies in town, and I love to storytell. It's one of my favorite things to do is to get to play with costumes and makeup and other actors and get to tell beautiful, unique, cool stories. And what's so great about Into the Woods is this is our concert edition, so we have this incredible symphony that is going to be playing with us, and it's really a dream. I did not see myself here a few years ago, so I'm really excited that this opportunity is happening.
What is it like, do you think, for Colorado Springs to be treated to such an iconic piece of American musical theater?
Oh, I think it's magic to be able to see and hear these voices. I mean, all of your senses are really going to be tickled just a little bit, seeing everything that's happening on stage, getting to hear this beautiful music. This theater that we're going to be in at the Ent Center has lots and lots of really cool acoustic tricks that you're going to feel as you're coming through the story with us. So the experience is just going to be magical. I cannot wait for everybody to enjoy it.
And would you say, because some parts, you know, we think of witches as being scary. Are there some parts that are very tense and suspenseful, or is this more of a feel-good story?
She plays both. I mean, she's got her moments where she's very dark and she's complex and there's lots of twists and turns. And then you start to understand through her story why she is the way that she is and some of that tenderness that she carries in one particular relationship with her daughter. So the witch definitely has lots of layers to her. She has her moments of temptation. She's got her moments of her curses and her magic. And some of those kind of traditional things that we tend to see in the story with witches. And then she has her moments of kindness and gentleness in some of those relationships.
Oh, well, you've certainly, I think, inspired a lot of people out there to maybe check this out. And we need to take a break here, Cherish. When we come back, we'll be talking both to Cherish and to Jay Tang Tablada, the musical director for this. But we do want to remind you how you can find out more about getting tickets. And they're going, but they're not quite gone yet, so you only have 5 performances to take advantage of them. March 21st through the 24th, you can call the box office at 719-255-8181 or go on the website entcenterforthearts.org. Again, we'll be coming back talking about the upcoming performances of Into the Woods in concert. We're back with our final segment of The Extra, and our guests today, we heard from Cherish Martin and earlier Jay Chang Tablada, who is also on the line. Still, he's the musical director for Into the Woods. And first of all, Jay, let me ask you, as we continue our conversation throughout this hour, what's it like to be collaborating with so many different entities that represent the wider arts community here in the Springs?
It's really a dream, you know, to be able to work with all of these folks. I think what's unique about Colorado Springs, and I would say Southern Colorado in general, is that we're a fairly tight-knit community where we know one another, but we very rarely get the chance to work together. And so it's really so generous of Caitlin Lowens and the TheaterWorks team to host this collaborative effort. And I think my favorite part of this is that we've all sort of brought the people that we've known and loved working with over the years together onto this stage for these five performances. It's going to delight audiences just because of that incredible relational depth and then also the virtuosic skills of all of these incredible performers.
For you, I mean, when people think of musical theater, regional musical theater doesn't immediately come top to mind. A lot of people think of Broadway. For you, what makes it important to be practicing your craft here in Southern Colorado?
I think for me, the regional art scene is really, it's birthed from the community. And what I think people don't realize is that our orchestras in this town are made of people who have advanced degrees in their solo art, and they're incredible players. And they've decided to pursue their careers here in this beautiful environment rather than be in another city. And so we're so lucky as patrons to be able to hear these amazing players. The same is true for these actors. Many of these folks have degrees in this craft. They have honed their skills over the years. We have veterans on this stage that have been doing this work for decades. And so really, yes, we always think, what if I could fly to New York and see this show? But I always say, what if I could be in my own city and support the local artists who live here and who make their art here and who, by the way, are incredibly magical? And so I would say regional theater is sort of the lifeblood of our community, and I'm so lucky to get to know all of these incredible actors. We have 11 actors on stage, and then we have, I believe it's 16 orchestra members from the Chamber Orchestra of the Spring, so it's like this huge group presenting this amazing story on stage.
How much do you think it's going to inspire the next J. Chang Tabladas in our community?
Well, here's my heart on this. As a mixed race Asian American artist, I'm of Korean, Filipino, and Irish descent. When I was growing up going to theater, I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me. And I'll be honest, I don't know if I've ever seen an Asian American music director besides me. And so the inspiration is in the representation. I have three children, two of those are performing artists. One is about to graduate college with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater. The other is a B-Muse clarinet performance major, and they're both top of their game. And they have been inspired to do what they do because when they were young, they got to see people on stage who looked like them. And so the representation piece is so critical. And so yes, we have a super diverse cast. I'm so grateful for the artistic vision of Caitlin Lowens and that we get to use and include people of all different identities on this stage. And I think that absolutely the next me, the next Cherish will be inspired because they'll see people that look like themselves on the stage.
And I bet your kids are going to be there for every performance because after that speech, I am just roused there, and I hope our audience is too. Well, about this time, we're running out of time. We want to tell people, remind them once again how to obtain tickets. So you can go to the website, entcenterforthearts.org. You can also contact the box office at 719-255-8181. The box office does have open hours as well, so you can also stop by and find out maybe more about that at that time. But again, this show only runs for five performances, March 21st through the 24th. You don't want to be left out, so make sure you get those tickets. And before we finish up here, this is the time when I always ask our guests what they want the audience to take away from this experience. Jay, I'll get to you in a second, but let's start with Cherish Martin.
What I'd like for them to take from this is that you have the opportunity to tell your own story and to create your own fairy tale. You have the opportunity through twists and turns and some of those bumps in the road to change whatever you want to change in your own story. And that any moment is a moment in the woods, whether you're facing extraordinary braves or beautiful, charming princes. Those moments are brilliant. Those moments are beautiful, and those moments are yours.
Excellent, Cherish. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra. And Jay Chang Tablada, can you tell us what you want the audience who's been listening right now to take away and maybe be inspired to go and buy some tickets and come and see your performances?
You know, I think this is such a unique opportunity, and I hope that y'all just won't miss the chance to see an incredible group of local artists tell one of the best musical theater stories from our American musical theater canon by the great Stephen Sondheim. Give me a wave when you're there. We'd love to see you at the theater.
Into the Woods plays March 21st through the 24th. Hope y'all can enjoy it. To our guests, Jay and Cherish, I just want to thank you on behalf of KRDO News Radio. It's been great hearing about your experiences and what audiences can expect from Into the Woods in concert. And to our listeners, I hope you've received a taste of what this concert experience can provide through this hour of conversation here on The Extra. That's a wrap for today. I'm your host, Shannon Brinius. Thank you so much for listening.